I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1278, Christian Slang. Well, what is slang? Slang is a type of language that consists of words and phrases that are regarded as very informal or more common in speech than writing, and are typically restricted to a particular context or a particular group of people. Sometimes slang comes and goes with the generations. For example, here are some slang phrases from the 1930s. You don't hear them much today, and you may not know what's being said. See how you do. No goodnik. A no goodnik is someone who's nothing but trouble. Acamaracus. It means what it sounds like. Nonsense. Boondoggle. It's a frivolous waste of time. Cockle-mamie. That's ridiculous or crazy. Rip-snort. To behave in a jovial manner. Well, how'd you do? All right, let's talk about some Christian slang. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. You know, it's not very loving if we're talking in ways that they don't understand. It's possible that you are speaking Christian, and others may not even know what you mean. T2G is about making sure our language is clear. Here is some Christian slang that's not in the Bible, but most Christians assume we all know what we mean by it. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Into the Word. Ask Jesus into your heart. Soul winning. The Lord's table. Quiet time. Traveling mercies. Short-term mission. Hedge of protection. Potlucks. Fellowship. Sharing Christ. Most of those have some roots in Scripture, or even the word fellowship is there, but they're not really used today outside of the Christian circle. But if you're a Christian or you've been around one for very long, then you probably know what all those mean. My point in this podcast today is that we need to be careful with Christian slang. It's uncomfortable to be in a room of people that are using inside jokes, terminology and nomenclature that you don't understand. It's like they're talking in tongues. It kind of makes you not want to be there. When we are with others who are new to Jesus or who are checking out the church, the T2G thing to do would be to watch our mouths. I don't mean because we might say bad words, but instead we might be saying words that are insider talk or simply Christian slang. The call is to be gracious with one another, friends, to be gracious with ourselves, to be gracious in a way that other people care and know that we care by the words that we use. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so you may know how you should respond to each person." And Philippians 4:29, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it may give grace to those who hear." Here's the great question. What's your favorite and what's your least favorite example of Christian slang? Let's pray. Lord, we want our words to be understandable and understood. We don't want our words to be a barrier to the gospel or to our love or to your love. Sometimes we speak like insiders. We use phrases that maybe aren't even in the Bible, but we treat them as if they were. Help our words to be seasoned with salt, that they may give grace to those who hear. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1279. In the meantime, Brandon Hilgeman wrote, "But how many people feel like outsiders in Christian circles because they don't know the lingo? People are intimidated enough to walk through the doors of the church on a Sunday morning. They already feel like an outsider. They're already questioning whether or not your church is the place where they could fit in. Speaking Christian from the stage is a quick way to signal, yes, you are an outsider and you don't fit in here. We have the most important message in the world. Life and death are literally in the balance. We must be clear with the words we use and how we communicate to newcomers." Well, I don't completely agree. I think it's okay to have words and concepts that are distinctly Christian, distinctly church, distinctly theological. And yet, we need to be sensitive to others who don't know and don't understand. How can we love in the midst of our Christian slang?